Today's April 16th, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $30,395.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, you know, another day. And I'm warming up. It's almost feeling like spring again, almost.
Yeah, I've got a few trees that have some leaves starting to bud out on them. And then we had, when I was in Albuquerque this week, there was actually quite a few trees with leaves on them. Like, it was, they're a little bit ahead of the curve than what we are with that. But we're getting there slowly but surely. And I think we have some freezes this week and some 80 degrees days coming up. So
I know my fruit trees will not survive, I don't think, at least this year's crop.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some, it's going to be a little bit of a good time. I don't know how to put it. Like, I mean, it's doing the typical New Mexico thing, right? We're going to have cold and spring and summer and all, it's all going to be in the same day, so.
Yep, a little bit eclectic.
Yeah, yeah. So Bitcoin, we saw some nice gains. We got past that psychological barrier that we had with the 30,000, right?
Right.
And go ahead.
That happened before CPI, like you've mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
In our pre-conversation, so.
Yeah, and it looks like we should get the close above 30,000 for the week, which will be really awesome to see, and that'll kind of cement that 30,000, because that's the thing, right? Like, it's one thing to break above 30,000 and then just drop back down, but we've actually been able to stay above it for quite a few days now, so it looks like we poked through it on the 12th to 3491. We dropped back down, kind of retested in the 29,000. Looks like we retested 29,678. And then we actually popped up to $31,031. That was the day after the CPI numbers came out. And then we retested back down to 30,000, got good support off that. So we've seen a bounce off of there. And we'll see what tomorrow brings as financial markets open back up for business again, since everybody takes a weekend off except for crypto. So,
yeah.
And yeah, like kind of what you brought up too, we saw inflation numbers come out at 5% CPI for the month of March, basically. But core prices continue to increase.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that they have their quote unquote core prices. I don't know, it just seems kind of ridiculous to me. They're like, oh yeah, inflation is going down. I mean, core inflation is going up and it's gaining steam, but you know, it's going down, don't worry about it. It's in 5%. Wow.
Yeah, it's cool. It's they saw the jump from basically 0.4% from February to 0.5%. So basically a half percent bump in the previous month. So I mean it's dropped in the amount it increased, but that's still a pretty significant increase, right? 0.4%.
Right.
So that pushed it to 5.6 for the year, or I guess the annual increase. They're expecting, Barclays is expecting annual inflation to drop to 3.3% by the end of this year, above its prior 2.9 forecast. So they're still thinking it's going to fall, like even though the Fed's done all this work to try and prevent inflation from continuing to go up, Barclays is still claiming that we're going to have, you know, at least a 0.4% higher interest or inflation rate than what they were hoping to be able to get. So I don't know. I still don't feel like things are cheaper in the stores at all. We're seeing energy prices continue to increase. I think meat is actually a lot more expensive again. All of a sudden, it used to be, for a while there, beef was super expensive, right? Like you couldn't get, if you were going to do smoke, like a brisket, like you couldn't find a brisket for less than, you know, or right around $100. was the
ball. Yeah, I was going to say, if you have found $80 brisket, you've hit the jackpot.
Yeah, and for a while there, beef was starting to come back down, and then chicken went up like crazy. Now beef and chicken both are kind of going back up again. So, I don't know. The funny thing about this is what we hit. What was the high? Do you recall?
The high of what?
The inflation number.
I know it was at 8%. 8 point something percent.
9.1
in August. 9.1.
Yeah. Okay. 9.1 in June. So in August it may have started to go back down. But yeah. So I mean that's year over year 9% increase. So right now we're at a 5% increase year over year. Right.
Right.
So it's still going up. I mean, they're lessening it, but it's not going to go reverse. It's not going to go negative. I don't know. Things are just getting now, harder and harder.
Now, things are worse, especially for the lower middle classes. You know, it's not easy.
No, it's not. I mean, in wages, for the most part, I don't think that they've been able to keep up with the inflation rate for most people. And I mean, really... You would want to see almost a 14% raise in order to even kind of hopefully kind of be where you wanted to be.
And a break even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Break even and maybe just a couple of cushions.
Yeah. I think that would probably be like the most beneficial thing, but we're not going to see that. I can't imagine we're going to see that anyways. If you're out there and you're getting 14% raises, hit us up. Let us know what you do because I'm curious.
That's right.
And then something else real quick that I wanted to bring up that I saw, and this just came out like 4 minutes ago, but apparently the IMF announced what they call Unicoin, which is an international CBDC. And this came from the Digital Currency Monetary Authority. Have you ever heard of that group before?
I have not.
This was unveiled in Washington, D.C. this week. Apparently, they claim that they've been working on this since 2013 or something of this ilk, since 2013. The interesting thing about it is that it looks like right now they're trying to prevent it. They're trying to use it for wholesale, so for financial institutions to be able to operate quickly in the back end, which, I mean, obviously, like right now, money settlement is ridiculously outdated. It takes forever. And that's one of the big things like Ripple was doing, was it allowed people to settle those transactions like in real time. And now Ripple's under attack and it's perfect. It looks like this is coming from the IMF. And, you know, one of the interesting things I think that we're still seeing with the Fed and what one of their major holdups is, do you know what their major holdup is for rolling out a CBDC to people like you and I?
What's that?
It's still illegal for them to do that.
Nice.
You cannot have a direct retail account with a central bank in the United States.
Yep. That's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, there's no way. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise I'm pretty sure they probably would have pushed something a lot sooner with a CBDC. However, you know, I don't know if this thing comes through the way that it does, and because it's part of a separate group, but it's still part of the IMF, I wonder if they can loophole that. Because this article that I'm looking at here, and I'm going to share it in the Discord, this article that I'm looking at here talks about retail. So I wonder if they're going to try and skirt that some way, somehow.
Then...
But yeah, they say it's already got its own emblem, you know, mobile-to-mobile digital cash. I don't know. They've got their own white paper for it. They're trying to, I mean, really, it goes back to they're going to try and say that this is going to do the things that Bitcoin can't.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of things that Bitcoin cannot do.
Yeah, and that's true.
But that's the whole thing. the reason it can't do those things is because it is totally decentralized. There's nobody in charge of it.
Right.
And that's the one thing that central bank digital currency, I mean, that's the complete opposite. They will have control over that. Not only will they do that, they can roll in, you know, social credit scores and then, you know, deny your service if you've said the wrong thing about our president recently or, you know, whatever else.
If you travel too far, like if they're like, oh, well, you don't have the appropriate carbon credits to allow you to go as far away from where you have your home base listed as, you know, whatever your address is, and you're showing you're trying to transact over here, that's, you can't do that. You've traveled too far.
Yep. No, that's total. I mean, that would totally be happening. You know, you've used too many carbon credits. You know, you're out. You can't go do anything fun now.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not allowed. And I mean, I always go back to, you know, they talk about so many of those things. I mean, can you imagine if you're in New York? Yeah, you could probably buy a bunch of stuff within a 2 mile radius. You probably have a bunch of little shops right there that can cater to you. When you're like us and you got to travel for miles and miles to get anything that you need to get done. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's always one of the things that scares me about these broad brushstroke policies from the government is they don't, nothing, not, we don't all live in these urban sprawls, but they probably want us all to, because then we're easier to even control even more, right?
Absolutely.
And they're like cesspools. So I don't know. What were we going to say? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, no, you're right. The cities are cesspools. They're basically turned into unlivable places. Even some of the most beautiful cities ever, like San Francisco, New York, you just look at footage that's coming out of there right now, and you're just like, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Like riding the subway and stuff like that. It, yeah, no.
I completely agree. I agree. Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what the Bitcoin market's going to do this next week. Especially since we're going to get this nice close for, I mean, I'm assuming, unless we totally tank within the next couple of hours, I think we'll close above 30,000, which is actually a good thing, because I don't think we've closed above 30,000, and it's been a while. Looks like this is back in June of 2022, when we were at this kind of range.
Solid.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is when we look at this, from May 2022, we're at 40,000, and then we just dropped down to about 25,000 around the middle of May, and then we tried to stay within that $30,000 range. Looks like from May till end of or middle of June, and then we tanked, and then we stayed in that low zone that we're at forever, basically in that, you know, 17,000 range till now. So, I mean, technically, if we can get back above, I would say it looks like 32,000, we could probably get back up to 40,000 pretty quickly.
Yep.
Looking at what the, you know, where our points of contention are at, because it looks like 40,000 is pretty contentious. So maybe we'll spend part of this month trying to push back up out of there. Who knows? Maybe that 32,000 mark will be our next push point. Once we can get past that, maybe we can get back into the 40,000 range. So that's really all I've got, other than keep an eye on your CBDC stuff. Like, everybody, do not fall for it. I mean, if you've heard about CBDCs, do some research. Look at China. That's the biggest thing, right? If you want to see exactly what CBDCs are going to do, look at China.
Yep, they'll control whether or not you can enter a gate or not to leave town.
Yep, absolutely. And yeah, if you're not allowed to be shopping in a particular part of town, like you're too far from your home, again, I go back to that kind of thing, they won't let you buy it. If you bought too much sugar that week, they won't let you buy it. You know, I mean, it gets down to just minutia. And if you don't think that's possible, that we can't do those types of things, just think of all the advancements we're seeing in AI right now. And if they implement those AIs within that kind of a regulatory system, within a framework like that, everything.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to have people on the button. You'll have the computers doing it.
Yep. And they'll probably be doing a lot better than people.
Yeah. They'll be a lot more strict, right? Like, you won't get any leeway at all.
Right. So that's pretty terrifying.
It is. I mean, I know I've talked about this before, and I know I've talked about it with you. Like, I mean, dystopian future, it seems so sci-fi and far-fetched, but no, it really doesn't.
We're almost there.
We are almost there. And I think AI is advancing so quickly. I think that's one of the things that scares me the most, is just how fast that's going. I think we're going to have, I think we talked about this last time. I think we're going to have a Jarvis type interface probably within, you know, 2 years.
I hope not, but you know, you might be right.
I mean, just with what we're seeing already, but I mean, that's neither here nor there. I don't know. Those things are advancing too quick. And I don't know what the answer is to that. Do you put regulations on it?
Well, it depends on who's writing the regulations. And usually it's nobody that's a friend to the common people. It's usually the people who are running the show.
Yeah, that's true.
It's between academia, whatever enterprise is being regulated, and the regulators. And it's kind of just one big circular where they all change positions.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Was there anything else you wanted to bring up today, Rick?
I think I'm done. I'm depressed enough.
Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. Please keep a watch out. Keep your personal integrity and your personal finances, all that stuff in mind. Like, whatever you're thinking about the ease or whatever they're trying to sell you, just think about that. Like, think of what the possibilities are. Nothing good ever comes from the government. I mean, almost ever. So,
yeah. And nothing easy is worthwhile. So,
absolutely.
Rarely worthwhile.
So, thank you all for listening. We didn't want to leave you depressed, but have a good one.
Yes, have a great one.